An analysis of over 2.5 million traffic stops in Nashville shows they don't effectively stop crime. So researchers suggest that police officers get out of their cars and engage with community members one-on-one instead. WPLN's Shalina Chetlani reports.
Nashville's traffic stop rate is about 4 times higher than comparable cities like Denver or New Orleans. That's because stops are one of Metro Police's main tactics for fighting crime. But Barry Friedman, director of the New York-based policing project, says these stops rarely uncover serious violations. In fact, he says they're counterproductive.
For many years, the philosophy in this country to fight crime and violence was enforce, enforce, enforce. And what happened is it alienated communities, and police departments around the country found that they weren't getting cooperation.
Friedman says officers aren't necessarily making stops out of racial bias, but Metro Police targets high crime areas, and that has resulted in more low-income Black drivers getting stopped. So Friedman suggests Metro Police adopt more neighborhood-driven policing. He says the department's leadership has been open to it.
They were, I think, a bit surprised to find that the traffic stops weren't working. They are interested in exploring alternatives. They're going to need some help to do that.
For his part, Mayor David Riley has endorsed the report. He says he will work with the new Community Oversight Board to figure out next steps. For WPLN News, I'm Shalina Chetlani.